Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Insights for Health, an evidence-based radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics where we help you help yourself to live healthy, live wise, live strong to your fullest potential, one step at a time. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, a tradition of everyday low prices on nutritional supplements and healthcare products since 1992. And brought to you by Dr. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor and owner of Chatham-Kent Integrative Health, located at 55 4th Street in Chatham, the former McHugh Public School. Good morning, Dr. Corey.
Good morning, Dave. Coming up in this show, we'll be continuing our discussion on stress and its impact on our health. Now, if you listened to our last show on February 21st, you'll remember that we talked a lot about the effects that stress play on our adrenal glands and our digestive system. Today, we'll focus more on the role stress can play on our immune systems and on our weight. And we'll finish up the show talking about stress and its impact on teenage health.
Yeah, and in our last show, we talked about stress playing a role in almost everyone's life to some degree. 6.6 million Canadians reported that most days were quite a bit or extremely stressful. We talked about how prolonged stress can cause adrenal fatigue, which means that the adrenal glands responsible for the hormones cortisol and adrenaline become overworked. This leads to symptoms such as tiredness, waking unrefreshed, even with 8 hours sleep, weight gain, depression, lack of concentration, difficulty recovering after stress or illness, the craving of salty and sweet foods, and the need for stimulants like coffee or sugar in order to get through the day.
Yes, that's exactly right. And as a naturopathic doctor, I'm seeing a lot of these symptoms in my clinic. And most of my patients are unaware that this stress is having such a negative impact on their health, not only today, but could potentially cause issues in the future as well.
So we see why this is an important topic. And yes, there are the negative effects, but there are also treatments and strategies we can use to help manage the stress. The last show, we talked about stress management techniques we can practice to help ourselves adapt to stress. Things like physical exercise, yoga, meditation, breathing exercises, even things like reading a book or enjoying a hobby, going for a walk. Just simply doing the things you enjoy will be of benefit.
And then we went on to talk about a few supplements that can be helpful. We talked about a few adaptogenic herbs, rhodiola and holy basil. Herbs that fall into this category are used to balance the body and to basically help our body adapt to stress and stressful situations. We talked about how licorice root extract can help relieve symptoms of heartburn, which is commonly associated with prolonged stress. And we mentioned Manuka honey and its antibacterial properties, which can be beneficial for H. pylori infections and stomach ulcers. And finally, we talked about the wonderful nutrient, one of my favorites, if I'm allowed to have one, magnesium, which is has so many beneficial effects in the body, but we were discussing specifically its effect on stress-related constipation.
Yeah, we covered a lot of great information in the last show. But we know that stress can impact a lot more than just our adrenals and digestion. It also affects the immune system. So at the very basic level, we know that the function of our immune system is to keep us healthy. But there's probably a bit more to it than that, right, Doctor?
That's right, Dave. So it is our body's innate or natural ability to fight off infections. We do this by making antibodies, which essentially attack infectious particles, allowing our body to kill them off.
And we've heard a lot about them, but what exactly are antibodies?
Well, antibodies are proteins that circulate through our bodies and can identify differences between our own cells and foreign invading cells. They are an important part of our immune system and work with other parts of our immune system to destroy these abnormal or foreign cells. Antibodies are such an important role of the immune system that they not only affect our ability to fend off common illnesses like colds and flu, but they can also play a role in protecting us from diseases like cancer and heart disease.
So antibodies are the first line of defense. What other defenses do we have?
So we have a second protective response, which we call our cell-mediated immune system. This part of our immune system involves immune system cells, which are called helper or killer cells.
So are those what we call our white blood cells?
Yes, and they help our body to create a memory of these foreign invaders. So our body essentially remembers how to fight them off if we're ever exposed to the same ones again.
So it sounds like our immune system's equipped to protect us most of the time. So what's this association between chronic stress and lowered immune system?
Well, there's a ton of research on stress and immunity, so much so that it actually has its own recognized field of science called psychoneuroimmunology.
Okay, so in layman's terms, what is that?
So this field of science attempts to look at the connection between our nervous system, our immune system, and our minds. What we already know about the body's reaction to stress is that when you're stressed, your body releases hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, which prepare your body to flight or flee the stressful event. Your heart rate increases, your lungs take in more oxygen, your blood flow increases, and parts of your immune system become temporarily suppressed, which reduces your inflammatory response to pathogens.
Okay, so the heart, the lungs, the blood flow increasing. So I understand that as part of the fight and flight response. And so that sounds like the immediate response or immediate reaction to an acute stress. But if we have multiple stressors, for example, we're a little stressed before we leave the house in the morning, or somebody cuts us off in traffic, we have a few other stresses at work, or we spill our coffee and we're already running behind. So you go through that again tomorrow and possibly the next day, and we know that it takes 24 to 48 hours to recover from an acute stress. So if this happens and we're never really fully recovered, is this essentially leading to chronic stress?
Yeah, so when stress becomes chronic, your immune system becomes less sensitive to the cortisol, which actually ends up increasing the inflammatory response. When this inflammation gets out of control, it can make you more vulnerable to getting sick and leading to symptoms like coughing, sneezing, runny nose. In one particular study, university researchers actually infected participants with a common cold virus. Those who had reported being under stress were twice as likely to get sick.
So these two different parts of the immune system, the innate or natural immunity and the cell-mediated responses, how does stress affect the way that they work?
So again, we see that the acute stress actually enhances both our immune system responses. The acute stress actually enhances the function of those helper and killer cells, improving our immune system's memory. In contrast, chronic stress dysregulates our innate and cell-mediated responses and suppresses the helper and killer T cells along with their function.
So what can we do about the suppressing effects of chronic stress?
Well, some of the supplements that can be helpful for both our immune systems and for helping deal with stress are vitamin C, medicinal mushrooms, and an herb called Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng.
Okay, so vitamin C, we hear a lot about its ability to help us fight off colds and flus. So there is some science behind that.
Yes, there is. Vitamin C is an antioxidant that can help us reduce effects of physical and mental stress. Vitamin C is a nutrient that's essential for our adrenal glands to produce cortisol, and it's actually more rapidly depleted when we're in situations of overactivity and stress.
So similar to magnesium and vitamin B, which are also depleted during periods of stress, like we talked about in our last show, vitamin C levels are depleted as well. So we should be increasing our intake of foods rich in vitamin C, like bell peppers, dark leafy greens, kiwis, citrus fruits, and probably a fan favorite is broccoli.
That's right. However, it would be difficult to get a therapeutic dose of vitamin C by eating these foods alone. For example, an orange, which is a food that we consider to be high in vitamin C, contains only 70 milligrams of vitamin C. Therapeutic dosages range from 2,000 milligrams or more in order to see a benefit.
So vitamin C is important to help our adrenal glands make cortisol. How is it helping our immune system?
Well, a Cochrane review suggested that vitamin C supplementation is consistently associated with a modest reduction in the duration and severity of colds. Now, it does this by significantly enhancing the number of and the activity of those natural killer cells that we talked about earlier. And once again, our white blood cells use vitamin C to fight infections. So in the face of an active infection, our levels of vitamin C are depleted even further.
So if stress has already depleted our levels of B vitamins, magnesium, and vitamin C, it makes us even more vulnerable because the required amounts aren't there to do the job. Therefore, it is important to supplement. Mushrooms have also been known to be helpful in boosting the immune system.
Medicinal mushrooms are an interesting topic and one that we need to mention as they have potent influences on our immune system. So mushrooms have been consumed for medicinal purposes for more than 5,000 years. The earliest publications reference the effects of consuming them as invigorating vital energy, favoring longevity, and promoting immunity. In more modern science, immunology has been investigating medicinal mushrooms' ability to inhibit tumor growth, alter immune function, and exhibit antibacterial and antiviral activity.
And to emphasize, these are not grocery store mushrooms. These mushrooms are grown and processed in a specific way to maximize their medicinal benefits and our body's ability to absorb them. These are therapeutic grade. There are certain compounds in these medicinal mushrooms called polysaccharides that are most responsible for upregulating the immune response.
Yeah, so there are a few different types of medicinal mushrooms we want to be looking for. Cordyceps, shiitake, maitake, and reishi are all important to consider when it comes to stress in our immune systems. They are all beneficial for our immune system and are also sources of antioxidants and B vitamins. And reishi is commonly used for stress, mood calming, and sleep.
But there's another herb that you wanted to talk about today, and that's Siberian ginseng.
So Siberian ginseng is an herb that I use with my patients a lot. It's similar to some of the herbs we talked about in our last show. Siberian ginseng is an adaptogen, which helps boost our body's resistance to stress and fatigue.
So we know from our last show that adaptogens are specific to the adrenal glands and help to boost cortisol levels when our adrenals become fatigued. Does Siberian ginseng work the same way?
Well, Siberian ginseng is unique in the fact that it actually elicits a biphasic stress response from the adrenal glands.
So what does that mean, a biphasic stress response?
It essentially means that it can raise cortisol levels when they are too low and reduce them when they are too high. This becomes important when we look at all aspects of our stress response.
So Siberian ginseng is great for our adrenals. Is it having a direct effect on our immune system as well?
Yes, Siberian ginseng is considered an immune modulator or immune tonic. One study actually found that healthy people who took Siberian ginseng for 4 weeks had more T cells, which are those helper or killer cells we talked about again earlier, which may indicate that their immune systems were stronger.
So Siberian ginseng is available in many different forms. It can be found in tinctures, capsules, and as a dried root for tea form. So to summarize, prolonged stress weakens our immune system, making us vulnerable to infections and illness, but we can proactively support the immune system with supplements like vitamin C, medicinal mushrooms, and Siberian ginseng. These help the body adapt to stress and keep our immunity strong and vital.
Now, coming up in the next segment, we'll be talking about the impact that stress plays on our weight, and we'll be looking at a certain population that are more likely to suffer the detrimental effects of stress.
We're going to take a short commercial break, and then we'll return with more information from The Healthy Habit and Dr. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor.